My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you're with us at the start of a week. And as I said, during the summer, it has been busy at all the colleges, whether it be here in the state of Florida or throughout the country. And everything has a purpose. Obviously, this is the time of year where the high school kids and their parents and their coaches go on campus and, you know, check out the 7-on-7s and the team camps and such. And the college coaches get a little bit more opportunity to spend time, you know, watching with them, conversing with the parents and such. And it's been busy everywhere. And obviously, one of the places that I had an opportunity to go to last week was UCF in Orlando, where you got to figure the Knights are really putting it in the gear, because obviously, you know, that they're going to have a really, really tough schedule this year. In the Big 12, not only obviously, you know, the TCUs and the Iowa States, the West Virginias, and Cincinnati, who they always play, but they're playing the University of Florida out of conference, and then, oh, by the way, the four new schools into the conference, Utah, Arizona State, and Arizona and Colorado will all play on their schedule. So it's a tough season, and certainly they're preparing kind of laying the groundwork for the future. Somebody's always on top of it from the Orlando Sentinel is Matt Michelle, and he's kind enough to join us. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday.
Yeah, no problem. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. You know, obviously, like I said, I had an opportunity to go to the camps last week. They had a 7-on-7 and then they had a line camp. And it's no longer that they're just attracting those kids that are average. They've got to get the big wigs. And certainly they had some the day I was there. They had like 4 or 5 targets for offensive line. So it's a whole different complexion from going there in the past. They're playing with the big boys, and they have to recruit with everybody from Miami to Florida, Florida State, Ohio State. They're in on all those kids. Talk about that, because I think, you know, that's so new, and I think the average fan doesn't understand, but they've had up the ante tenfold to compete with the rest of the guys.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, when they made the move to the Big 12, they understood that, you know, they were going to have to find a way to, you know, compete, you know, on the recruiting trail. They couldn't just say, all right, we're happy to take some 3 stars. And if we get a 4-star, that's great. You know, and we're just going to go about that kind of process. You know, when Gus Malzahn got there, I mean, he said, listen, we're going to attack this like our hair's on fire. And they've been able to do that, you know, not just in the state of Florida, you know, but they've been able to hit Orlando, the area of Orlando, very hard, to get a lot of local players. They've gone up into Atlanta now and really kind of try to build some inroads there to try to help with the recruiting trail. And now they're going after some of these 5 stars and a lot more 4 stars. And they're trying to bring in guys who maybe on the fringe or maybe kind of thinking, okay, this is fine. You know, I'm not sure if I want to go to UCF, but hey, I'll take a visit or go to a camp. Yeah. And that's something that's really kind of been attractive to them. And then Gus could kind of showcase the program and showcase what they're trying to do. And he also figures, too, I think a big part of this as well is it's not just the high school recruiting. He figures, okay, if we can't get you at the high school level, if there's a chance you're going to transfer in a couple of years, we want you to still be on our mind. You know, or have us on your mind, and we're going to go ahead and bring you aboard and make a run at you then as well. And maybe we can get you then. If we didn't get you to the high school level, maybe we can get you to the transfer level. So it's not just a one-prong attack. It's a two-prong attack.
You make a great point, because now in this NIL and portal deal, you not only have to recruit this next class, but you have to recruit your own class to stay, because a lot of these kids are going to get deals. They're going to find out from different schools, hey, listen, you're playing second team there. You can start at wide receiver for us. So you have to kind of like coddle every single athlete, because it's no longer like it used to be. I mean, you used to have that loyalty where, you know, at least you have a guy for 3 years. You know, now, you know, you look at University of Miami's case, they brought in 14 kids who, you know, were at other schools, and they're not done. And it's not just them. It's everyone. And UCF obviously is, you know, by bringing in Jefferson, the quarterback that came down, you know, here's a portal kid, but they've really got to attack it. And I know they want to get loyalty from the local, you know, as you said, because this was the thing under most of the regimes, that they never really had a good relationship with the Orlando area coaches. You know, they, Edgewater never dealt with them. Dr. Phillips never dealt with them. But then all of a sudden things started changing, and you get kids from Seminole, and you get kids, you know, from Apopka. And obviously in that next wave of talent, you got a four-star running back, Tavian Swint from Kissimmee Osceola. Talk about that, because I know it, you want to make everybody happy in your own area by bringing in 18-year-old freshmen, but at the same time, you got to keep up with the Joneses, and then if those Joneses are in Texas or Oklahoma or Ohio State, you got to take them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know, and like I said, Gus has talked about the hometown heroes. That's the phrase they like to use, you know. And they've really kind of made an effort to try to bring in some guys, and they've done that. And they've had some local guys who've been on the team transfer out as well. You know, I asked Gus about that last week. You know, I mean, it's just part of the business that's in right now. You know, but what they do is they hope that they could showcase some of these guys having some success. You mentioned Seminole. Think of Gabe Davis, you know, wide receiver who was at UCF. He established himself there, went on to the NFL, now playing, you know, with the Jaguars. You know, when you have guys like that who have success on the football field for UCF and local guys, then that's a real attractive option for if you're a local high school player who's thinking, man, I could leave the state and go somewhere 1,000 miles away or 2,000 miles away from home, or I could play in my own backyard where my family's going to be right here, you know, coming to games every weekend, and I'm going to get a decent amount of NIL opportunities, and I'm going to get probably a chance to play. So that's kind of been the pitch here. It's like, listen, come here. And, you know, and also Gus, when he gets the young, when he gets the local guys, they're willing to talk to other local guys. You know, they, he understands very smartly that they're talking with other people around their area saying, listen, I love it here. Why don't you come here as well? And, you know, and so they're seeing that, and they're trying to grab some guys. I mean, they're trying to work really hard to keep some of the local guys here, to not have them go to other places, you know, trying to get guys that they feel like are going to fit some of the needs they have, and also trying to get some a good talent, you know, for them. And I mean, you see guys like Javon Boggs, you know, a guy from Coco, you know, they've been going after him, you know, hard. You know, they want to make, they go after guys like Tyler Williams, you know, our wide receiver from Armwood. You know, they have guys out there, Javion Hilson, you know, another Coco guy. They want to kind of attract those kind of guys and say, listen, if you come here, then you can kind of act as a catalyst to maybe bring more local talent to our program.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt Michelle joins us from the Orlando Sentinel. And you brought up three names of kids in Hilson and also Boggs and Williams that were all pursued. I mean, we're talking Boggs was already committed to Ohio State at one time. So, I mean, these are big. And Hilson, obviously. And these kids actually, you know, the thing is, and you can understand it, you have to get over that stigma of UCF being the little brother. Because they can't afford to. And, you know, when I, before you got on, I kind of rehearsed the little schedule that they have this year. And other than maybe New Hampshire, there's no weeks off. I mean, you talk about TCU and the Gators and Iowa State and Arizona and West Virginia, Colorado, Deion Sanders will come to town. And you got Cincinnati, a program that these guys have knocked heads for the last five, six, 7 years. You got Brigham. Brigham Young, you have Arizona State and Utah. I mean, at the same time, it's a great selling point. That's how you get a Kondarius Reddick from Thomas County and Georgia. That's how you get a Tony Williams from Palm Beach Central and a DeMarcus Gardner from Georgia, by showing them, hey, listen, we're going to be on national TV. We're playing the top-rated programs, some of the top-rated programs in the country. Talk about that, because as the bar raises, you have to get that perception raised as well.
So yeah, very much so. And I think, as you point out, it's a big selling point to tell a young man that, listen, you're going to have an opportunity to play in primetime on national television, you know, against TCU, you know, week three, let's say, or you're going to have an opportunity to play on the football field against Colorado and Deion Sanders and that mystique that's following him around, you know, what they've been able to do. You're going to play at the Swamp in Gainesville. I mean, that's the thing that they've worked really hard to, is they're not backing away on their scheduling. You know, yeah, they're going to schedule an FCS opponent, and yeah, they're going to schedule, you know, a group of five school, but they're going to stack. They're going to get some teams that you're going to have an opportunity to play against that are going to be big games. And, you know, they get Utah, you know, on that Thanksgiving, you know, Black Friday, you know, at 8 o'clock on Fox. You know, they're going to probably get a couple more games on some national television that there's really going to be attractive options. So if I'm a young player, I'm like, man, I want to play in those games. Whereas beforehand with the American, and not to disparage the American, but, you know, it was difficult to say to someone, okay, we're going to go to Tulane at the time. And you know, it's going to be a noon kickoff on, you know, whatever channel it is going to be.
Yeah, right.
Prime time, you know, but now you could say, we're going to play at these venues, which are unbelievable venues. I mean, I was on the road for all the games last year. Kansas State is an unbelievable venue. You know, I mean, and it feels like an SEC game. It feels like a Power Five game. And I think a lot of the players even said that, like, man, this is what we want to play for. And so I think that's the appeal for a lot of the younger players who are thinking about, maybe do I want to go to UCF? You are playing in a bigger conference. You are going to have an opportunity to play against some of the ranked teams in the country now.
No doubt. Matt, I appreciate you, man. Let everybody know how they can follow you, whether it be on social media, whether you're on your website, so they can follow everything you do. I know you write a lot of stuff and really good things, too.
Yeah, you can go to OrlandoSentinel.com to check out the latest, or you can follow me on social media at OS Matt Rochelle.
Good stuff. Matt, can't thank you enough. We'll catch up in about a month or so, see what's happening in the midsummer.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Good stuff. Matt Rochelle, tell you what, he brings it strong from the Orlando Sentinel, does a great job. And as I said, UCF's schedule is crazy. I mean, you look at them in Florida, obviously Florida's going to be crazy every year because they're in the SEC. But holy mackerel, I mean, they, you know, they'll, by the way, you know, we got four new schools coming into the league, and you're playing them all. So, you know, you got to, I mean, because they're the newer guys still on the block. So certainly UCF's going to be up against it and they got to get those kids. I mean, like I said, they were getting a lot of the 2-3 stars. Now they got to amp up the ante and go 4 stars, because to compete against TCU and Utah and Arizona and Arizona State like that, you're going to need the big guns.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.